I think the last of the money was even this, the security building at Springfield. So this includes everything from $60 million from the supercomputer, or the Lincoln Hall, all of that has, you know, all that's been received or is, has been released. We're very hopeful. The red over here, this is the ACT building, the Advanced Chemical Technology Building here in Chicago. We're very hopeful that's about $65 million. That has been appropriated and reappropriated. We're very hopeful that we're going to be receiving that money shortly. Looking at the appropriation, how we finished for the fiscal year 12, the state came through with $482 million in total in cash, you know, in reimbursements. So we were left with about a $207 million receivable from the state. We have talked to the controller. We talked to the state controller's office on a regular basis. They tell us they would hope that they would have this $207 million paid to us by November. So we'll see how that works out. But we do talk to the controller's office on a regular basis, and we do hope that happens. If you take a look at the next slide, this is an interesting slide. This is just cash that's coming every year from the state. This is basically starting in FY10, $546 million. This excludes $46 million of ERA monies, operating funds that came in too. So this is just state receipts, $663 million and $1,169. So the trend looks good as far as cash being received, but if you take a look, what they're doing is paying off the delinquent, or if you will, receivable from the prior year. So included in FY10, they paid off $128 million, the receivable from the prior year, $280 million in fiscal year 11, $313 million from fiscal year in fiscal year 12. So they basically are paying off the appropriation. The bugger in this thing is that the $133 million, this is a one-time item that they paid us this year. They had money in the Education Assistance Fund. And at the beginning of the year, so at the very beginning of the year, they paid us $133 million in July, August, and September of this fiscal year. And that's not going to repeat. So if you take a look at just what the cash that came in from the state, from its current receipts, the fiscal year's receipts, it's actually going down, 418, 384, 323. So that trend is a little tough to take in. If you take a look at the receivables, you can see, I was just remarking the other day that this is when I came to the university, and you can see everything went to awry after I got here. So, but you can see that the receivable, this trend is the percent, looking at this side, is the percent of the appropriation that's basically remaining unpaid. So at the end of fiscal year 12, it's the year we just finished, we're a little bit over 30% of the appropriation remains unpaid. If you look at last year, it was as high as about 47% was unpaid, and about 35% in the prior year. So, and again, without that availability, we know they do not have the same recurring situation having money in the Education Assistance Fund. They're actually in the hole this year. That's not going to repeat. So I expect this trend to basically move upward again this year because of the cash. Again, I referred to the amount of money that was being put into SERS, the State University Retirement System, $1.4 billion. That's part of a $5.1 billion total contribution the state has to make into its pension funds this year. So that's a big, big hit. It uses up most of the tax increase that was put in place last year. But if you take a look, this is we're pretty much near the end as far as the income fund, as far as tuition. And tuition, we're basically a build out $902 million of the $931 million budget for tuition for the university, and pretty much collected all of it to date. That we've really have not had any collection problems. Very similar to the prior year. We might have a few dollars left to bill yet for summer sessions, but we should be very close to on budget for the tuition and also certainly our collections are high. If you look at the hospital very quickly, the hospital again, we keep a close eye on this. Last year, the net income or the operating income for the hospital was $7.9 million. The difference between the revenues and expenses, $7.9 million. And this is through May, and through May of this year, the